welcome to Misdon Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
Another one, lucky number 13.
That's right. It is the 13th episode, and at this is the point where people start saying, like, talking about our podcast to our listeners. This is where they say, like, this is the episode that it gets good. Like, the first episode's, like, you guys just gotta, like, chug through those ones, and it's at episode 13 that they start getting good. So we're now finally in the good section of our podcast.
Also, be on the lookout for many Easter eggs throughout this one. There'll be a black cat at some point.
We're gonna introduce a gun come back in the third act.
We're gonna shatter a mirror, all the superstitions.
Welcome. I'm glad that you made it this far to the, this is finally a good one now.
And don't listen to this episode while you walk under a ladder. Don't you dare. Very bad. Bad omens.
We should be walking under a ladder to begin with, because there's probably someone using that ladder to do work on, and you probably don't want to hurt them.
You know, so that's the thing that, or at least, like, thinking about that superstition, or I guess superstitions in general, like, don't shatter a mirror because it's bad luck. Like, well, yeah, you probably just shouldn't be shattering mirrors anyway.
That's like, a lot of glass to pick up.
Yeah, there's glass everywhere. It's like all that stuff. And then, yeah, don't walk under a ladder because it's, what is it, like, is it like 13 years bad luck? Or I guess I've heard
seven or something. Yeah,
7 years that was, bad luck. It's like, it's also, to your point, very dangerous to do that.
That was definitely said by some dad who was, like, cleaning out the gutters, and, like, the kid just kept, like, running underneath, and the dad's like, a curse upon you for 7 years. And the kid's like, no! And he was, like, only 7 years old, so that concept to him was, like, his entire life.
Or he was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, I gotta spread the news so all the other dads and other parents know that if we stick together on this, it'll catch on. And we can tell everyone that running under or walking under ladders is bad luck.
You see that on, like, those, like, internet advertisements that are like, 7 tips and tricks to get your kid to stop horsing around.
Yeah. Threatening
doctors
them.
Hate it when kids go under a ladder. That's definitely how that happened.
That is kind of, I mean, you know, not that, like, we know about them is, I guess, my main point, but it's not like those superstitions don't exist today, but it does seem kind of wild to your point. Like, yeah, I mean, who knows? You might not be that far off where it could have just been someone who's just like, man, I'm tired of all these people running underneath my ladder. I don't know how I'm going to get them to stop. It's like, oh, wait, if I say there's magic involved.
If I dress up like a witch and then climb up the ladder and curse them from above. They'll know not to mess around while I'm cleaning out the gutters.
If I say it's something beyond their understanding, or something that they can't disprove, then, you know, boom, no more ladder running.
Well, like, ladders have been around forever, you know? What a classic invention. So, I'm sure I could easily look this up, but this could have been going on for, like, a long time before there was even, like, gutters to clean. Who knows where exactly this could have started?
I bet.
Medieval times? If someone's, like, putting up a ladder to scale a fortress, and, like, one of the knights are like, no, dude, don't go under the ladder. We have to go up this the correct way, otherwise you'll get cursed.
Yeah.
And then, like, fireballs are raining down on them, and the guy's like, okay, thank you.
Or someone, you know, someone probably accidentally kicked the ladder, and then, you know, a big old sword, or, like, a whole person, like a knight, fell on top of him. Just like, oh. That's unlucky. You should not.
Sir Timothy, he walked underneath the ladder.
Yeah.
And now he's got an arrow in his head. That's not a coincidence.
Yeah. Causation and correlation were not invented back then. Weren't concepts. It was just, he went under the ladder, and now he has an arrow in the head.
And now he's clearly got molten tar on him. Sir Timothy, we should all learn from this man.
Those are one-to-one events, and you can't prove me otherwise.
Yeah, someone tell the king.
or it was just like, you know, like, oh man, if you go under the ladder, you get molten tar on your head. Be like, really? Does that happen? And it's like, do you want to try? Do you want to walk under the ladder?
That's what happened to Sir Timothy. So, like, And now he's dead.
You think you're hot stuff?
Yeah, just wait till you got tar on you, then you'll be real hot stuff.
But, So yeah, we're a board game podcast, as you could have guessed.
And superstition experts.
Yeah. We're opening up that department at Patchwatch. It's going to be, you know, all kinds of cauldrons and baubles and various
It'll be
items.
Like our own like X-Files department, where we've got like an agent Mulder and Scully. Instead of investigating aliens, they just investigate superstitions.
We should spoonerism the names, though, so Agent Scolder and Moldy. Sculler and Moldy.
I like that, actually. Well, yeah. Let's make it Scalder.
Scalder?
Like scalding.
I guess I just put the D in one of the names. I guess we could do Scalder and Moldy. That's pretty good.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they both can't have a D.
I mean, they both can. It doesn't... Whatever.
No.
It's fine.
Impossible.
Oh, okay, never mind.
You've convinced me. It shouldn't be Scalder.
Sculler and Moldy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that good? Can we agree on...
A good buddy cop show as well. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Perfect. So,
anyways, you are correct. We do make board games. That is one of our functions here.
So I have one, I guess, kind of theming device idea. Last episode we did, you know, Valentine's Day. I mean, this weekend is jam packed with events at the time of recording. It is the year 2022 and February. Most people try to forget that R that's in there, but it's there.
February.
It is not only the weekend of Valentine's Day, it is also Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl, that's right. And for anyone wondering, it's also my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
My birthday is on the Super Bowl.
Every year.
Every year, it gets changed around, so I can always coincide with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that way the Super Bowl is always a gift to DJ. So remember that.
What's so silly about this year, because they don't usually do it this far out, it's like also Valentine's Day weekend. Like, what is the NFL thinking to try to compete with Valentine's Day? Like, why are they trying to do that?
You know, I'm really looking forward to, because of course there's going to be like Valentine's Day stuff that happens during the Super Bowl. Like, there's no way that they can get around it. So like, I don't know. I just cannot wait for the awkward camera of like showing people I don't know if they actually do that anymore. I think that's kind of a faux pas at this point, but there's got to be something that they're going to do, and it's going to be really, really weird to watch for, you know, the millions of people watching at home. And I can't wait for social media to get their hands on some of these weird interactions and really just go to town.
Well, you know? No, I mean, I don't think we'll probably get it afterwards, because they're not going to be showing during the break time, Nick. That's the Super Bowl. We're not going to be seeing what's going on in the stadium during break time. We're going to be seeing some sick commercials.
Right. I guess that's what I'm saying, though, is that like
the commercials are going to be about Valentine's Day.
I think the commercials. I think there's going to be. I mean, you know, like at sporting events, you're right that during the commercials there's got to be some kind of entertainment or event or something like that happens during it. So like, I'm gonna put money on, and this is a very subjective scale that I'm going to say, between like someone literally just mentioning it once and all the way up to like it coded everywhere in the stadium, I'm gonna guess that we're gonna get a couple of gentle nods and maybe even some really corny jokes from some of the casters. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just going to be really, really honestly done poorly. Like, we're going to see, you know, probably like two of the casters hug, or like they're both going to like, you know, take off a jacket and they're going to be wearing like a really, really red shirt, or like get a box of chocolates for someone. Like, it's going to be painful and enjoyable at the same time.
Okay. So I see. They're going to really try to upsell the Valentine's Day stuff between the casters and maybe the team. Maybe the team gets out and they actually don't play this year. They just hug each other. Maybe that's why they wanted it to coincide with Valentine's Day, where it's like, we're actually done competing. We're
changing football.
Yeah, this is our announcement. The rules of football have now changed from this day forward.
We're calling it hug ball now.
Yeah.
So
we don't tackle and throw each other to the ground. We tackle and embrace.
Embrace and then talk about our days.
I'm going to make a prediction for a commercial here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that M&M's is always going to have some crazy commercial, probably. I don't know. I think with all of the hubbub about the green M&M changing shoes,
yeah.
I think that was just a decoy. And because it's Valentine's Day, they're going to make her even sexier than ever during a Super Bowl commercial. And she's going to come up with these huge stilettos, and she's going to be just... We're all going to be in awe of just how beautiful she is. And then Tucker Carlson can finally take her out for a drink.
I mean, as much as I would find that hilarious and love to see that, I don't know. I don't see M&M's backpedaling like that. Like,
they're probably not, but how great would that be?
That would be pretty good.
We put her in those flats just so that you can all just calm down. And then during the Super Bowl, when everyone's energy is just through the roof with excitement of ball throwing and tackling, that's when we're going to get the reveal.
America's sweetheart, the green M&M.
Yeah. Here, she's back, baby. We all heard your cries of anguish as we flipped her shoes. She's here and she's ready to date. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice here. Give me like 2 seconds to I'm just going to clear my throat real quick. We're going to cut that in post, maybe.
Yeah, we'll cut that out.
Okay.
There's no reason to keep it in.
I've been doing that. You may have noticed. I apologize for any ones that we don't cut out and post. I think I'm good now. But America's Sweetheart's back. Let's get to some games here.
Yes. So I was going to say, again, we've kind of done one in honor of the weekend, but I mean, hey, specifically this weekend, not the artist. Sorry, weekend. Maybe
we'll make a game for you soon.
Yeah, you'll get one another time. But I was, personally, or at least I'll say that we are not sports aficionados, the two of us. So
maybe we'll
dip our toes in here and kind of put our own little twist on it, but. What if we did do a more sports inspired or even theme wise sports game? And I have one idea that I would say is kind of together, but it's more of just the theme and the mechanics we can work out later.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I like this idea of a sports-ish board game, whether it is a sport that we make up or a modified version of a sport.
Yeah.
Why don't you go first if you've got an idea?
So I guess I kind of thought about this because I was also kind of thinking on the lines in terms of, board games like Munchkin and stuff, where you get different cards that you can put together that give you different, powers and abilities. And it's not like those really combine to it's not synergistic where the sum or the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of a game where the theme or the goal is, yes, it's a new age sports game, but it takes all of the pieces of other sports games and smashes them together in either a competition where, you're trying to either get a ball to someone's goal, or it would be kind of a pseudo combat inspired theme. So what I'm imagining is on the board, us as players have our characters in different spots. All around the board, there are different items and things that you can pick up. So let's say that one is a hockey stick and another one is a baseball mitt. So if you get both of those, you combine the two of them together to create this hockey catcher mitt thing that you can either throw stuff with or block and catch stuff with. So, depending on whatever we say the stats are. And so then if it were combat, obviously if someone were to throw something at you, you would have some kind of ability to catch it and throw it back. But maybe someone has I can't really think of any like a golf club or something like that, and they break your hockey stick. So then you have to go back to like almost like a scrap pile to assemble your next weapon slash item. And it's just kind of this back and forth between, again, I haven't really decided if it's like a brawler, like we do damage to each other, and then, you know, if you're knocked out, you have to go back to a starting point, or if it's like there's a token somewhere on the map and maybe someone can possess it. But then, yeah, maybe even that's part of the brawler, where someone can get knocked out and then someone else possess the ball, and then, you know, based off of certain actions, different.
It sounds very much like the Dead Rising video game, where you can run around and grab a bunch of things and combine them.
Yeah, like tape them together.
We can combine a few elements of things. Number one, I don't know if you've ever heard of this board game. I believe it's called like Monster Football.
I don't think I have.
So it's football, where you have to move just a ball from one end to the other. But all of the tokens and stuff, or they're not even tokens. They're like 3D little models and stuff like that. They're all like these monsters that you would see in like D&D. And I haven't played the game. I've just seen like the pieces, but I believe the objective of it is that you can just like put in different like players and stuff like that. And each of those players are like, you can get like a huge guy who's like twice the size as other ones. It takes a lot of space, so it's like harder to get around him if he's like a linebacker and stuff like that. And you can also get like little scrappy dudes to the point of it is that your monsters can like, I think, like smash and even like kill other monsters, so you have to like put in. Yeah, it's like a brutal, it's like imagine a bunch of like Warhammer orcs all just playing football. I believe that's how it goes, but it sounds a lot like that. But we could also do something along the lines of like, I like your idea. It's like an abandoned mall with a bunch of like shops that are like open, and you can spend time instead of like participating in the actual game, rummaging around in different stores or shops, or like even it could just be like a dumpster, like a not a dumpster,
like a junkyard. I was honestly like imagining a junkyard.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't have to just be sports equipment. It could be like you could put like a
just
snow globe.
Anything you can find. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be a lot of like rules and limits to figure out what exactly can combine with each other.
Yeah.
Or like how you can combine. Well, actually, not that much, because okay, so like for like equipment things, you can obviously. What if we had like certain rules? Like there's pieces of like equipment that you can put on, like you can put on a helmet or a chest piece or legs, like, you know, just the three basics, like head, body, legs. And then you can also do things, well, I guess you could also do like hands for, you could have like off hands and stuff like that. If you've got two hands, you can have like a glove in one hand and like a hockey stick in the other. Or if you want to choose to be more accurate, you can just like only hold the hockey stick. Or if you want to be more accurate at catching something, you can have just the glove and that's it. Mm-hmm. Maybe while you've got a hockey stick, you can't throw it as well because you need your other arm to do that. Like, we can figure out some things. Like, you can have, like, pluses and minuses depending on which pieces of equipment you have and how you have that situated. So that makes sense in my head.
This was my idea, and I'm glad you kind of, you know, organically brought up the idea of, like, having different items but needing to get different things in order to, like, make them work together or put them together. So I think we have, like, base items, I guess. I can't really think of like a quick term for them, but yes, something like a hockey stick, a cane. I mean, it could be, or it could be like a steering wheel or something like that. Something that is very like basic in its form, shape, or whatever. And then we have items that are sealants, somewhere like that, but like duct tape or clamps or glue or other things. And then once you have that and then like an augmenter, be it a baseball mitt, or, you know, even just like a broken bottle, or you know, a bunch of wires or something like that, you can stick one thing onto another. And maybe like certain base items, like you said, have different like stats. Like obviously, you know, a hockey stick or a cane or something like that is going to have more reach, but a steering wheel is going to have more connection points. So, you know, your combatant you could put like four different things of wires and then, you know, send them into the middle and just spin around, and those wires are going to start slapping people as you just kind of spin the wheel above your head, you know, that, or at least that would be how in fiction that item would work. So it's really just about how you combine things. And if we really wanted to get crazy, maybe you could combine one base item to another one to really make it like crazy. Like you could put like nuts and bolts, you could drill it into the steering wheel onto the end of the stick, and then you put like, I don't know, like an engine on it, and so then the wheel spins around really fast with the wires, and this would be like a crazy, you know, combination weapon that would require all kinds of pieces to put it together. But again, that would be like the like end goal would be to make these crazy wacky junkyard items to eventually, you know, overcome your enemy.
You should, yeah, you should definitely be allowed to. I like this idea that you can equip your guys. Like, there's no actual rule. Like, you can pick up this ball and throw it if you want, but you can also, like, send a dude in there with, like, I don't know, a bunch of, like, sticks taped together. I like this idea that you can, there should be, like, limits to how many things you can attach to another. Like, I like your idea for, like, a steering wheel has, like, maybe three attachment points, which is, like, a lot for it, because you can, like, put it on different, like, kind of different sides of it. But
yeah,
I was also imagining, like, if you've got a baseball bat and, like, some duct tape, you should be, for like, allowed to just forever attach other stick-like objects to it until your guy has a gigantic bat that, like, everyone, that he can just, like, launch the ball, like, to the other side of the field if he ever gets close to it. Like, you can just, if you just, like, keep finding sticks, you, like, other teammates, they don't even have any equipment. There's just one dude out there with a gigantic stick and all the other minions around him. The only goal is to pass the ball to that guy so he can just, like, just whap it.
Whack
like,
it, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got, like, 10 baseball bats all taped to each other.
Perfect.
Or, like, your guy keeps finding, like, trash can lids, and so he's also got, like, trash can lids, like, decked out to, like, on his head, on his, like, body, on his legs and stuff like that. So he's just this gigantic tank just, like, slowly moving across the field and just whapping it whenever he can.
I love that. So I like this idea, too, that, like, or you can kind of do, like, roles. Like, maybe, I kind of like the idea that every player has the same stats. No one, like, there's no, like, character that moves faster than another. There's no character that has
No. It's all what you, speed. It's all what you scrap together.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know, like, if you really want to, you can make one character the kind of speedy, grabbing stuff person that doesn't really fight nor really engage with the ball, but gets to every piece of, or item, you know, faster than the opponents, or at least all the high priority ones. So, like, I don't know, you, like, put them on, like, like a,
give him some roller skates.
Yeah, I was about to say roller skates, but also with the roller skates, you soup up like a little gizmo, like a engine type thing, maybe a little like a
God, find like a moped engine or something like that. Thank you should even be able to like construct it. Like mopeds, you know.
Yes.
No full function in cars. Yeah, but like, you know, little bikes.
So yeah, so that character can zip around, and while, you know, any armor might slow them down, you can put it on if you really want to, or you can just have them fly in, grab stuff, and get out, and then distribute it to their team, you know, back at home base, I guess, is what we're kind of leaning towards. And then, yeah. Okay, I like this. So,
yeah,
let's maybe go through, I think we have some pretty good sets of items, but like, or like, you know, you've already suggested we have armor. We have, like, base items. I want to come up with a, like, maybe, like, essential items? Or should we just call them base items? These things that kind of become augmented by other things.
Yeah, I think base items is good. Well, but, like, in addition to that, like, you know, I don't like the idea that you have to have certain base items to combine into other ones. Like, I mean, if you want to give your guy just a motor and they just, like, it's not that useful. Like, obviously a motor is good at combining things, but maybe that's the only thing that you can find. Like, you should still be allowed to take any item that you want and adjust it in some sort of way. Like, I don't know how a guy just carrying a motor would be able to help, you know, move the ball any further. But
I agree. I guess I'm just saying for the sake of mechanics and getting it, like, down, like, I think only certain items can be attached or added to other items. Now, granted, it could be a wide swath. Again, like, our base items that we've been saying, like, you know, stick-like objects, a wheel, maybe even, like, I don't know, like, a hula hoop or something like that. Those are very, very basic things that I think you can attach anything to. But, like, you know, a motor is, like, our augmenting item. And then, like, let's say that, yeah, one of, or, like, there's an item that's, like, a bag of baseballs. Like, you need some kind of in-between to, like, you, I don't know. I think attaching a motor to just a bag of baseballs is outside the realm of possibilities. Or at least, like,
No, you can make, like, a pitching machine and use that to, like, fire.
But that's what I'm saying. You need, like, a tube or something else. That's just kind of my main point or my main mechanic that I'm trying to get across that I think we should stick to.
Well, that's the hard thing about all of this, because, like, how do we convey that to, like, the players? Like, if you were to pick up the motor, do we have, like, a little, it's got, like, base stats on it that, you know, the motor alone is not going to do anything great. Like, it'll maybe give you a little bit more power when you punch the ball with a motor, but, like, other than that, it's just heavy to carry around. But, like, do we include, like, a little table like Minecraft? Like, if you've got all of these items, you can make this. If you've got all of these, like, a wheel and, like, another pipe, you can make a moped. You know, I mean, how do we convey, or is it more just, like, free form? Like, do you get these cards and you're like, I'm allowed to make this right now? and then everyone ensues in an argument being like, no, you need to tape them together.
I mean, it would have to be a basically just a dictionary of various items and stuff that we could put together. But yeah, like,
include like a table of contents.
Yeah, like kind of like presets, but yeah, I don't know. I'm actually kind of on the fence on this one, because I do think it is funny and fun to think of, like, okay, like, yes, I have a motor, I have some tape, I have this bag of baseballs, and I'm going to put it on the wheel so that I tape the motor to the wheel, and then I put all the baseballs on top of the wheel so that when I turn it on, it spins around like crazy and there's no really aiming to it, but the baseballs are just going to go flying off the wheel. Like, you know, there's no directional output for it. But, like, I mean, you know, as crazy and wacky as that is, I prefer that to strict regimented recipes that you have to follow.
I mean, that would make this, like, even wilder that, well, if we're going to go down that route, then we would probably just have to give everything a base stat or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you combine items, then all the items get that kind of combination to it, including the negative effects and maybe some things like cancel each other out. Except for, like, maybe the weight. Maybe that's how we kind of restrict how many things you can combine into each other. And if something meets a certain weight limit, you can combine it.
But you can't, like, move with it.
But you can't move with it, yeah. And maybe that's it. Like, a motor is, like, the weight limit that you need is, like, five is, once you reach five, you can't move. Maybe a motor weighs two. Maybe a bag of baseball weighs one. And maybe the wheel's also one. And so that's, like, four right there. And then you basically, you can still move around. You're not as fast. Okay, all right. Along the same sort of lines that everyone's got the base stats, everyone can move up to five spaces unless they have a piece of equipment on them. And then if you've got this other guy, well, no, that still feels like he's too slow. I don't know.
No.
Do you see what I'm saying with this?
I actually think that's perfect. I think items can have various weights and stuff like that. Like, I don't think a stick is going to weigh someone down. Like, a stick should
have that can be like a weight of zero. That could be a zero.
But then, like, so, like, you know, the roller skates and stuff, if you have those on, I think you should get, like, plus two movement, or maybe plus one, or, you know, whatever we're saying.
Yeah.
If you have some wheels on or something like that, that's going to increase your movement. So, like, you know, you almost become, like, a cavalry unit if you want to put armor on the, you know, speedy-type person and then give them a weapon or whatever. So, like, yeah, their movement might net out, but then they're, like, kind of this, you know, fast-ish moving armored warrior person.
Oh man, then we can also like combine things. Okay, so imagine you got like two different sort of archetypes with like the roller skates. So you can either give like a guy with the roller skates who's got no armor on them and they're just naturally faster, or if you got a guy who's got like a bunch of armor on, you can do like a tackle attack where you're just like, depending on how much weight you have, you can really just like slam your body into someone if you've got like full armor. Like if you have the roller skates on, your weight is also at like 4, you can still like move 2 spaces, but you can also like speed up and like just slam your body into someone and like knock them out because you've got like a bunch of like trash can lids taped to you.
All right. I think I got a way to make it so that we can, again, play with the idea of, like, in-universe or in fiction, how all these items are being combined, you know, up to the player. That's just up for your fun and imagination of how you explain how your item works. But also a way to kind of nail down how items are obtained, how they're put together, and what you need. So... Okay. I think you have, I guess we're just going to kind of go with 2 teams. Who knows? Maybe this game is up to like 4 different teams, each in a different, you know, side of the map. Cause I personally kind of think that that's more fun. Doesn't matter. Either way, you have different areas on the board that are like scrap piles or like little like junkyard piles or whatever. When your character gets there, you can use your turn or your action or whatever to search through the scrap piles, which would be just decks of cards. So we already have been saying that, yeah, you have these base items, you have these augmenters, you have, you know, more like weapon items, armor items, whatever it is. But I think like 50%, if not even more, of this deck is just going to be items that are just called scrap. And you need scrap. That'll be our like binding agent for any type of card. You use scrap plus blank to put it together. And like scrap will be like a picture of like tape, hammer and nails, you know, screws, screwdrivers, like all these like different things that, again, in universe, you can come up with how it's put together. But the baseline fact is that whenever you add stuff together, you discard scrap back into the different scrap piles or whatever. And then those get obviously recycled back into the junk so that, you know, you can use that. So like, I don't know, I'm even thinking like maybe we start putting in items like searching items, like you get like, you know,
goggles, you get some like night vision goggles, exactly, something
a
like
metal
that.
Detector or something like that, so you can
it
search.
Can help you like search, and also like maybe your accuracy throwing is better with them.
The metal detector, maybe that helps you even actually go through the discards. Like, if you really wanted to, if there was something that someone else threw away, either on a different team or on your team or in the past or whatever, you can go through the discards, maybe, like, down to a certain level and grab something from there. So, again, like, just kind of really all about getting in, grabbing stuff. Maybe you do have to assemble it. I don't know. I don't like the idea that you have to assemble it back at your base.
No, but you should be able to do it on the fly. Like, if you've just got all the things... Like, this team of people that are playing this junkyard game are, you know, they're crafty people, so they don't need to go... They can just do it in the middle of the field. You could definitely, like, tackle someone and stop them from doing it, you know?
Gotcha. No, I like that.
And maybe even, like, steal pieces if they're, like, knocked out. If someone loses some health, maybe they don't die, per se, but they get knocked out, and then you can, like, pick their body.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, what if... How about the mechanic is that if you get knocked out, your character stays in the same point until it's your turn again, but while your character is knocked out there, anyone can come over and just kind of grab stuff off of you.
Yeah.
And then once it's your turn again, you respawn, so to speak, I guess, back at your base, your side, and can kind of...
You're carried redo. Back to the... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then if there's anything left on them, they still get to keep that, but anything that's picked, they just lose.
Yep. I really like this idea, too, because I'm already imagining, like you said, if you really want to, you can just have an item that is just a juggernaut, gargantuan amalgamation of just, you know, random junk and stuff. But it would almost become either, like, a turret for your side, or I'm imagining, too, like, imagine, like, an engine with four different sticks with four different trash can lids on it. And so whenever, which I think we should come up with how you score in this game, but whenever one of the teams tries to score, there's this like crazy goalie robot thing that just has sticks and trash can lids.
Yeah, it's got like a gigantic just waving around together,
blocking stuff. Just like basically a metallic wacky inflatable arm man. Just
Well, that's kind of the beauty of this game, is that you have to sort of adapt your strategy to figure out like what exactly would be the best. Like, imagine if there was also like, if you see that there's someone who has like a juggernaut just sitting in their goal, then you're like, I can't get around it with like brute force. Like, what if there was like some, you equip some dudes to, I don't know, get on like mopeds, and they've also got like, they're riding around and they've got these little like hooks, and you can like do like a drive by and try to like grab, like with their hook they try to like steal a piece of his armor or like steal his weapon that he's got.
I was even thinking that you just like pull the person, you literally physically move.
Oh, you could do that too. Yeah, you could go at a variety of ways. This is totally up in the air with how you can combine these crazy items.
Thinking even more, because we kind of are, because I like the idea of a goal, and I really like the idea that you have to get a ball into the goal or whatever, I guess, as to like score or whatever. Maybe you could even like put fireworks on the ball so that you launch it and it's too fast.
You craft the ball.
Yeah. You like put stuff on the ball. Maybe you can like add, you know, some adhesives and sticky stuff and glue it to your juggernaut so they just run into the goal and just barrel through everyone.
I kind of like that idea, is that if someone's got control of the ball and someone's playing more defensive and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to put stuff on the ball here. And yeah, you do put like a firework on it. When you kick it, it's like a Super Mario Striker move. Because you can't just play all defensive, because then otherwise the other team's going to put a bunch of stuff on the ball and you're not going to be able to defend it forever.
Yeah. It's just like a mortar, essentially, that just, you know, cannon fire the ball at the other team.
That'd be awesome. This is a great idea. I also want to say one quick thing, is that this sounds exactly like a game that... I have a friend who, shout out to this person for inventing junk ball, or trash ball is what they named it. Just in brief, I basically played a game that's very much like this that I'm just remembering. And the whole objective of the game, the first 45 minutes of it is picking, and me and my team, we would just walk around in alleyways and find things like sticks or find things like other, like just objects to basically hit this ball with. The only rule of the game is that you cannot hit the ball with any part of your body. So you could only use stuff that you picked, which is basically the game that we've come up with right now, except this is wackier. Hey, shout out to Trash Ball.
There we go. Maybe we could incorporate that into the title.
No, we can't steal Trash Ball, because that's their idea.
Okay, that's... Well, you know what? I respect that. I guess I was saying more like... almost like an homage, like this would be like Trash Ball : Junkyard Champions or something.
No. I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to step on their toes. Yeah. Totally fine. That's their. Yeah.
So I promise that
I started thinking about this after we started getting going on this whole sort of concept here.
There we go.
Only because you said of the Dead Rising kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we can come up with something. I mean, there's like definitely more aspects to this game that involve. Maybe we can flesh out the actual game itself. Like, is this going to be more like soccer, or is this going to be more like how do you score? Are there different points, like different goal zones, like multiple that each team has, maybe?
Like Quidditch or something
that? Like Quidditch, junk Quidditch, wizard junk Quidditch game.
Trash Wizards.
Trash Wizards is a pretty good game. Name.
Yeah, this is a great game. It's already.
I think this is a great game.
I think what will help nail down what the scoring and stuff, like, what are the actions that people do? I feel like I think we're on it. I just want to get it out there and nail it down. You have, you know, your search action that you can grab stuff. You have, like, an attack action, and that one I don't... I mean, would it just be like certain items give you a different range, but then obviously in addition on attacking or whatever, do people have different health, or is it just that if you break their threshold of armor or whatever it is, they're knocked out? That's just kind of what I want to finalize.
Yeah, let's do that, because then that would that makes more sense to me. If you've got like a super armored person, maybe you can break their armor, but like that would make it so that if you've got someone who's got no armor on, they're just the fast guy, if they just get hit once, so they're just like knocked out. So that's just kind of like the risk of it. Everyone's essentially got one health, and depending on how much armor you put on, that's basically their health points.
Oh, yeah. How about this? How about every time, so like, let's say you're wearing, you know, trash can, trash lid, and then like someone threw away one of the fat suits or like a sumo suit or whatever it's called.
yeah.
A Halloween costume. And you have 3 armor, but I have something that does 4 damage. Because I went over that and I attacked you, you have to discard one of your armors. Like I effectively broke one of them.
I think that if you've got like a power of 4, like, you know, 4 baseball bats all tied to each other, that should just still be like an instant knockout. If your power beats their threshold, say if you had an armor of 3 and you got hit by like 2 baseballs, that's a power of 2. Then you lose 2 armor, but you're still up and going.
Oh, so you're saying that however much armor you have absorbs the blows. Okay.
That's my suggestion. I don't know if we want to do it like that, but it would give an advantage for someone who's got like 5 armor and they're just like sitting in the goal, and maybe they get hit by the rocket ball that has a power of like 4, and instead of getting knocked out, they're still standing, but they're down to 1 armor. Like they have to discard like a bunch of like pieces of tires because it just got incinerated by this firework ball.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I like that, because that makes it a much faster pace, more attack heavy game. Like you can't just turtle up and do that. But I do think that there should still be, you know, some kind of thing, like maybe if you have a certain amount of armor, you can, or like maybe one of the actions is that you can like declare that you are blocking and your character is in a certain area, and maybe they even, like, I guess if we're like talking about, you know, squares that you can move, maybe there are just like different alleyways or different points of attack. But
line of sight. That's the term I'm going with. Yeah.
You not only block the square in front of you, but also the squares to your left and right, and then maybe like, you know, diagonally as well. So like basically just a 3 square radius around you that the ball cannot get through, a person cannot get through, like any of that stuff. And like when you choose the block, you get like, I don't know, like +2 armor or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. You can get some passive armor. Sure.
Yeah. So that like if I have an armor of 3 and I choose the block, I have an armor of 5 now, but you attack me with something of 3, my passive armor will eat 2 of that, but then whatever I'm wearing, one of my armors,
you lose 1. That's a good idea. Yeah. I like that idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause then that encourages like, yeah, if you want to be a defensive type player, that just kind of holds one zone or one corridor, or however we set up the map or whatever it's going to be, you don't have to just like only go for,
you're not
going to
lose
stuff.
All your armor super
yeah.
quickly.
Yeah, exactly. You don't, it doesn't, I guess just the one reason I wanted to establish that is because then it just feels like the strategy for winning would be run over, get a bunch of scrap, run back, attach a bunch of like range stuff to it, and just rain hell on the enemy team.
Well, why not? Why shouldn't that be a strat? I mean, I think the range things should be few and far between, but
okay, they're
if
like
you're just
rare,
letting
powerful
your,
items.
If you're letting the other team dig into the junkyard more often than you are, like, I think that it should be like an uphill battle from that point, because the okay. point of this game is to like combine stuff. So if you're combining less stuff, and if you're just like turtling up and not doing anything, I don't want the turtle guy to have the advantage. You know, I want the guy who's crafting, who got all of the materials to make that like baseball machine gun.
Yeah. Okay.
To have the advantage.
No, I agree with that. That is.
There's value in turtling, but like you can't do that forever.
It's not a winning strategy.
Yeah. You got to have some other dudes out there who are maybe like a little bit faster and can actually like try to play the game itself. Because that's not fun to just sit back and not do anything and just have a stalemate.
So we have search from when you're going through the junkyard pile. We have block for if you're holding down a zone. Attack for if you're
which you can do against another player, or you can attack the ball to like launch it.
Yes, I like that. And however much attack you have, let alone how much range you have, is how far it goes.
Yeah, and I think movement should be an automatic one. Like, you don't... Movement's not an action. That's something you can always do.
No, I like what you said, that you have 5 squares of movement. However much armor or however much weight you're carrying reduces it by however many squares. Or if you have increased speed items, you move faster. So, like, that allows you that if you are, that fast zippy guy on your turn... you can go in, search, get back, and, you know, distribute whatever scrap and junk to your team.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's good. I like that idea.
Is crafting an action, or is that just something you can do for free as well?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'm going to say it should be something that you do for free, because I feel like it would slow the game down too much.
Yeah.
If searching's already an action, and then you have to wait a whole other turn to craft something, that dude's standing still for like and doing nothing for like 2 turns.
Yeah. I like the idea of running over to a scrapyard area, grabbing a bunch of stuff, and then immediately the next turn just taping, you know, a bunch of nails to a bat and just swinging it at someone that's just like...
Yeah, exactly. I think that would speed the game up if we had it function like that. Plus, if you... It's also like free to like distribute items or trade stuff. I'll say picking is a search function, so that if you're picking something from a player, that counts as an action of doing something.
Yep.
But crafting and giving items to other teammates and stuff like that are free stuff that you can do.
Yeah. Cool. I think this is pretty solid. I think we got it down.
Yeah. I like this idea. Oh, last thing that I want to suggest is that the board itself, let's say that's got a bunch of different tiles, and it's going to be... We should make it very much like... Oh gosh, what's that really popular game where you trade sheeps and
Settlers of Catan?
Bricks? Yeah, that really, really popular one that everyone knows, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
The board should be definitely set up so that you have different tiles and you flip them over, and the whole, like, you've got the base goal zones, how they always look, but when you flip the tiles over, it's randomized in terms of where... alleyways and corridors and, I don't know, a big stinky lake is just hanging out that you can't traverse unless you've got some sort of boat. But everything is randomized. And you can even set it up so that it's not like a perfect square. You can set it up so it's like maybe like an L shape.
Yeah.
So that you have to do like a different hallway. But that's my suggestion in terms of how the board would be set up, is that you decide on what the pattern will look like. And then when you flip all the tiles over... that's how the map is laid out.
I really like that we're adding like kind of like environmental tiles, so that there could be items or types of things that give you different traversal or make you faster or, you know, establish a blocking zone, whatever it is, but they're more specialized to that zone, like you said, like a boat or something like that, or maybe like, I don't know, you put some like mines in the lake, so that like you kind of force your opponent to go in a certain direction. And since we've already talked about how you can push, or like different items can physically move your opponents, if they're foolish enough to walk right next to the lake, you can just push them right on top of a mine, and you know, boom, there you go, bing bang boom.
They're done. this is good. I think that this is a done game.
Yeah. Be on the lookout for the hot...
Well, we need a name.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, like, the hot intensity and the fires of competition from...
What if we called this... this is set in the future where the world has destroyed itself, and this is actually Super Bowl... Super Bowl 556...
This is the new Super Bowl. This is what people do.
This is actually just called football. And this is what the world has developed, as like how football is actually just normally played.
I do like that. what if like a reference to that? You know how like there's that movie, but I guess football people are called like leatherheads. What if we call it like metalheads?
Metalheads, and not the kind that listen to metal music.
Maybe that's not the title. But I'd
be shocked if that name wasn't already taken. Yeah,
that's a good team name though. I'll say that much.
That is a good team name. Well, we can call them like scrapheads or something like that.
Scrap. Like, yeah, just putting ball on the end of it, like scrap ball, is like a little too simple. I do like your idea that this is in the future, because that helps kind of give, you know, a theme and form to what it is. Maybe the world's not destroyed in the future, but oh, what is, okay, really drawing inspiration from the what was that, the Charles Barkley or whatever game? Charles Barkley Shut Up and Jam, where basketball has been banned. So all sports have been banned in the future. And so the only way that people can get together and play sports together is if they go out to these junkyards and they invent this game where
they can... on the ruins of, like, of Soldier Field here in Chicago. That's it. It's an illegal event.
Oh.
This is good. I like this idea.
Just because it's a play on words, but instead of like Cyberpunk 2077, Cyber Junk 3045 or something like that.
That's great. Cyber Junk. I mean, look, hey, Cyberpunk, we don't need to add the 2077.
Yeah.
I mean, Cyberpunk, that's been around before that video game. That's true. I like the idea of Cyber Junk.
Cyber Junk. This game is extreme, and I feel like I want to like really get that across. Can we add our patented colon and then more words and maybe even more words on top of that?
It wouldn't be a Patch Patch game without it.
Exactly. Cyber Junk, colon, maybe like Junkyard League? That's too many junk.
That's too much junk. Too much junk in the trunk. Cyber Junk. You don't like the idea of adding the word scrap into this.
No,
or what if you're like scrapping? Like, Cyber Junk. Scrapping for the gold. Because it's also like scrapping to put stuff together, but scrapping each other. Cyber Junk. Getting scrappy.
That's pretty good. Cyber Junk, colon, getting scrappy. I do like, let me, I think that's the winner right now, but let me just throw out one more in case.
Sure, go ahead.
So like Cyber Junk, colon, National Garbage League, like the NGL, kind of like almost like making it like,
not gonna lie.
Yeah. But kind of making it like this is a underground league, or at least it's an underground league, but it's a well-established thing like the NFL, MLB, or at least like akin to like something like that, where you have teams and you know, uniforms or different team names and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe that's...
Now I want there to be a random element. I know this is going back to mechanics, but now that we've talked about this, I want there to be a random element that like the police can show up and...
and shut it down.
Fight the police. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Actually, I kind of like that there's like environmental things. Like maybe like.
Yeah.
You know.
And randomly zombies show up because there's zombies in this future as well.
Cyber zombies.
Yeah. This is a wild world. Okay. Anyways, back to the name.
Yeah.
Cyber Junk. Keep going with what you're saying.
Well, I was just saying that like incorporating something of like calling it like again like the American Garbage League or like National Scrap League, so adding that kind of element to make it sound more like a sport. But I really do like Cyber Junk getting scrappy. I think that's
what if we incorporate it all. It's called the NGL presents colon
Cyber Junk getting scrappy.
Cyber Junk Bowl. Getting Cyber Junk Bowl 556. Getting scrappy.
Wow. Wait. Okay. Say that all again so I can get it, because I think that is the winner.
Okay, so yeah, it's just called It starts off with the NGL presents Cyber Junk. I don't know if I want to add bowl, but we can just do cyber. We can maybe that can just be the bowl itself, like Cyber Junk 32. Getting scrappy.
Yes.
Getting scrappy with it.
Cyber Junk Garbage Bowl 32.
Yeah.
Colon, cyber getting scrappy.
In the Geico Garbage Stadium.
I don't know if I want that on the title, but I think that is...
No, yeah, I probably don't, but...
we don't
just want... know that it is the Geico Garbage Stadium.
It's, yeah. Well, it's not going to say Geico, but there's going to be a lizard there, and, yeah. You know...
In this future, Geico has unfortunately been taken out by whatever, the powers that be.
Yeah. They don't exist
No disrespect
anymore.
To Geico. Much love to you, little lizard man.
Yeah, just sorry. In this world...
You were the first sponsor I could think of.
There we go. Perfect. All right. I think that's a sign, seal, delivered. All we need to do is just, who goes first?
Who goes first?
I like...
Should be something along the lines of either, like, crafting or, like, maybe, like, garbage-related. Like, who took out the trash last?
That's actually kind of nice, because then, you know, you're encouraged to take out the trash.
Yeah.
Who
sorted through the recycling?
Ooh. Now it just sounds like you're listing chores.
I am just listing, yes. Who folded the laundry last?
Who folded the laundry last?
Thank you. You just get a thank you.
Yeah, who vacuumed?
Who vacuumed here? Yeah, go ahead. You sound like you had something.
I was thinking that, yeah, because you said that assembling or, like, you know, piecing something together. I like that because it's, you know, it's in our game. So what if this does come with some tiny, you know, pieces enough for however many max amount of players in it, and then you try to... I mean, I guess the only problem then is that after you play it once, you, like, kind of already have a strategy of how to snap them together or, like, put the pieces together. But that would be, or at least that's just my idea of some kind of physical crafting, putting things, you know.
Crafting challenge.
Yeah, some type of crafting challenge. Maybe, I don't want to say that, like, you know, you can bring your own pieces because then someone's just going to bring a bunch of Legos and be like, look at me, I put all these Legos together. It's like, okay, yeah, cool.
Oh. Well, that's a good idea. Maybe we can partner with Legos. And maybe it's not even, like, who can follow the assembly of it as quickest. But, like, maybe you just get, like, a bunch of bricks to put together and who can make the coolest thing. Oh. Whether it's, like, a cool little pagoda or it's, like, a... I don't know. Like, whatever. Whatever you want to make.
What if it is... It comes with, like... The game comes with, like, a large baggie of, yeah, various... And if we can't partner with Lego, then we're gonna, you know, make a kind of knockoff.
We'll move on to
Duplo.
What's that? Duplo. Yeah, we'll move on to Duplo. They'll for sure want to get in on this.
But it's a bag of various pieces, and I think it's not like, you know, you just everyone gets like a certain amount, and then you just kind of present whatever you want. Much like in this game, it's a fast-paced, high-intensity thing. You just pour out all the pieces. There's a timer that starts, mm-hmm. and everyone just has to grab whatever they can, smash stuff together. Like, if it has, like, a function, that should obviously, like, be, like, in there. Like, if you can basically construct, like a I don't know, like a catapult or something that rolls or whatever, and there's going to be no...
Yeah, oh, you know what it
there's
is?
There's no wheels.
It's a bag of, like, simple machines,
yes.
You know? Like,
yes.
Pulleys and, like, yeah, like, middle school stuff, like, project and whatnot.
Yeah.
You thought that wouldn't come back to know how to put together a pulley system? Well, guess again.
Yeah.
Because it's part of this game.
And we got inclines, baby.
Yeah. Gonna build a trebuchet.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. We'll just include a bunch of stuff to just throw together,
yeah.
And whoever can make the coolest simple machine.
Or I was going to say, so that's just, like, a very, like, yeah, base, easy one. Maybe there is, like, not only, like, a bunch of stuff in the middle, a timer, and then you, like, flip a card, and it says, like, catapult or trebuchet or, you know, like...
Oh,
rolling
everyone's
got
to craft that, then.
Yes, and whoever can effectively craft the thing that does it the best, they go first.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good, because then you can measure it based on, like,
yeah, it's
how
not,
far whatever thing goes.
Yeah, it's not just subjective.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweet.
Yep, that's a good idea. We'll do that. And then if no one can build a simple machine, it'll be whoever took out the garbage last.
Just really trying to shoehorn in chores.
Well,
no, I know. I'm sorry.
I can imagine people having. I don't think I'd be able to do all of these rules that we make for who goes first. They're all things that I would not be able to do. So, I will just say that if you took out the garbage, then I think that you get to go first.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that. I just, you know what? That's it. Done.
That's the game.
Yeah. That's the ball game. I don't know. I don't like to put, like, ball just on sports just because it fits in there. I really like the, I mean, Quidditch, that's such a cool name. It's like a wizardy name and stuff like that, of course. Or like,
yeah. They don't believe in balls. Although there are balls that are used in the game.
Yeah. Tennis. Hot dang. What a good word.
Hot dang.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. We are Miss Dunn Needs More Games over here at Patch Potch. To reach out with your board game ideas, you can tweet at us at PatchPotchRND, or for any professional inquiries, send an email over to PatchPotchLLC@gmail.com. To spell that out, that is PatchPotch. That was loud. Sorry.
Just to really drive it home.
Yeah. Really get your H in there.
Really get your H in there. Well, that sounds like a beautiful sign off, because I actually don't have anything else.
So it's like, it sounds almost weird and dirty, but it's not. So yeah, till next time, get your H in there.
See ya.